Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Hello, once again, from the North Pole Newsroom, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com. We are now 2 hours into Santa's flight, and we have breaking news now coming from the North Pole Flight Command. Joining me from there is Elf Red Stocking. Red, what's happening now?
Frank, we've got a lot of bedtime warnings now for Sector 1. Samoa, Tonga, and Fiji are on the list. So too is Auckland, New Zealand, Tarawa, Tuvalu, and of course the already mentioned Samoa. Let's go to Elf Holly Berry, who is anchoring things for us in Sector 1. Holly, are these bedtime warnings too early?
I don't think so, Red. It's about 8 o'clock in the evening in all those places here in Sector 1. I'd say they're right on time, Red. The big question here that we're getting is whether that bedtime warning applies to those tracking Santa for Santa.
I'm told that those who are commissioned as elves to track Santa for Santa received what they call a stand-down order from the Flight Command Center here at the North Pole. That order has not been sent yet to elves in Sector 1, so this bedtime warning does not quite apply to those believers.
How will Santa trackers here know when that order comes through?
They have their communication coming directly from SantaTrackers.net.
And there you have it, folks, a little insight into the workings of elves and trackers in Sector 1. Recapping for you now, a long list of bedtime warnings has been issued by Santa, and the list is available to you at SantaUpdate.com. From the North Pole, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.